From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1,022nd broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Fervin Husky.
Well, I'm just a post on which you lean. Never your love, just go. Change a heart that can't be free. The image of a man I thought I'd be. Alone so long, misery. Nothing but blues for company. Well, if things get worse, I can't shake this curse. Then start dragging the river for me. Well, a flame of love once warmed my soul. Now it's a spot so dark and cold. Tears that I've cried won't fall no more, cause my heart just died at heaven's door. Alone so long, it's nothing but blues for company. Well, if things get worse, I can't shake this curse. Then start dragging the river for me. Then start dragging the river for me.
Fervin Husky and Dragging the River, one of his great new Capitol records. Welcome, Fervin. Welcome to the Grand Ole Opry.
Thank you so much, Grant. It's always a pleasure to be here.
And we certainly got a fine show lined up for the folks.
Tell them all about it, Grant.
Well, first off, we got Cousin Minnie Pearl with us tonight.
And our good friend Archie Campbell.
Yeah. Chet Atkins, Miss Dale Wood, Tommy Jackson, Ralph Sloan of the Tennessee Travelers.
And our very special guest, Lonzo and Oscar. Lonzo and Oscar will be with us in just a minute, but right now it's my pleasure to introduce that great dancer to you. He one steps in the morning, two steps in the afternoon, and sidesteps his creditors all the time. Here he is, Archie Campbell!
Howdy, Fervin, how are you?
Hi, Archie, how are you?
Just got in from Las Vegas.
Is that a fact?
Yeah, walked in a barrel. How's everything?
Pretty good.
I want to explain a little thing to you here, Fervin. There's a couple of guys up home. You know, I know in your hometown you've seen these two people that know each other so well.
Yeah.
They know each other so well that, well, this one guy, he'll ask the other one a question, and before the other one gets a chance to answer it, why, he goes ahead and answers it because he knows him so well, he knows what he's going to ask him.
I've seen him.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't follow him, but they understand each other.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you a little demonstration here. I'll do both parts.
All right.
This is the way it sounds when these two guys happen to meet each other on the street.
Yeah.
Well, so here they are, both of them. Say, boy, didn't I see you sneaking down to my gal's house last night? What's your gal's name? My gal's name is, I don't even know her. Where does she live? Well, she lives down the street across from me, and she couldn't live there. That's where my gal lives. Well, what time did you get there? Oh, I got there around about. Well, I just left. Well, where was you going? I was going to see the doctor. That's just the trouble with you. Here lately, you looks like you was all. That's just the way I feel, too. Well, what doctor did you go see? I went to see old Doc, man. He ain't no good. What you ought to done is gone on down the street to see old Doc. No, he's a house doctor. Ain't no use you spending your money on doctors anyhow. All you got to do is go down here to the drugstore and get you a whole handful of these little... Man, I took a bunch of them things one time and they made me... They'll do it every time.
You got a telephone call.
Telephone call?
Yeah.
Just a little unusual while we're on the air to answer the phone?
It is, but this is an urgent call from your hometown. It's from the hospital.
You kidding me, Sharon?
Oh, I don't guess it's the truth. It's an urgent call from the hospital.
Are you kidding? Sure enough?
It's a fact.
Well, let me answer it then. If it's serious, from the hospital?
Yes.
Hello? Yes, this is Archie Campbell. Oh, this is the hospital in Bull's Gap? Yeah. Oh, you have my wife in the hospital? Is that so? Well, is she... Oh, I see. Is she getting along all right? Oh, that! Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, yes, of course we've been expecting, but... But you know, at my age, we never... Yeah. How's that? Well, she's getting along all right then. Well, all right. You say there's two of them. There is two? Well, that's fine. She's all right, though. And there's two of them. Well, all right, operator. Thank you very much.
What was it, boys or girls?
Neither one. My wife mashed two of her fingers.
Oh.
Thank you so much, Archie Campbell. Thanks a whole lot. We'll be seeing you a little later on. Now it's guest time on the show, and I guess that means that I better get our guests out here. They've been great favorites here at the Opry for many years. So let's make them welcome them characters from back in the hills, Lonzo and Oscar. Boys, it's good to have you with us. What have you been doing lately?
Oh, we've been to fishing and to sitting around and...
Where you been working?
Working? Boy, you done went and said a bad word there. Lonzo, let's wash his mouth out with lye soap.
I'm ready.
I just can't understand you. These silly characters. I can't understand you at all.
Well, Ferlin, everything looks silly until you understand.
Yeah, things sure look silly until you understand. One day I went and took a ride on my ponytail. Rode by a big green pasture and here was all them men. Pulling carts and swinging sticks at a little white ball. They pulled that cart a half a mile and now I've seen it all. They hit that ball out of sight, I watched them and then. They pulled that cart with all their might just to hit that ball again. Things sure look silly until you understand.
I'll play now.
I was driving down the highway when I heard an awful noise. I thought it had to be a bunch of little bitty boys. I stopped and took a little look and here's what I seen. Bunch of great big men riding little bitty machines. Around and around they go, around and around again. You couldn't see those midget cars for the great big men. Things sure look silly until you understand.
Now, Luther.
I went into a pool hall to pass away the time, and what I seen nearly drove me out of my mind. Lot of men around the table, so smooth and so green, poking little balls with great long sticks, the silliest thing I've seen. One said he kissed, and the other said he scratched. Now I've made love all my life, but never like that. Things sure look silly until you understand.
Grant, that sure is a fancy pipe you smoke.
You like it, Perla?
Yeah, especially the way that fancy carving curls around the bowl and up the stem. It's downright pretty.
Well, Ferlin, it doesn't matter how fancy a pipe is on the outside. It's what's inside that really matters.
Like being loaded with that good crimp-cut Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Now you're talking, Ferlin. Now you're talking. Prince Albert is always so fresh, and no matter what kind of a pipe you smoke, Prince Albert gives you a cool, satisfying, comfortable smoke. Tasty, too, because a special PA process locks in
all the natural flavor of the fine tobacco.
Well, I'm a making man myself, Grant, and you just can't beat PA for that kind of smoking. In an OCB paper, it rolls so easy and smokes so tasty and mild.
You bet your boots. Pipe smokers and making men all swear by Prince Albert. He gives them a tasty, comfortable smoke every time. No wonder Prince Albert is America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
Here's Tommy Jackson along with Ralph Stone, all the Tennessee Fathers, kicking his toenails off of one called Sally Good. Ho!
Wave it, seen wave that to your home. Hands up, pull the turn left, bring your partner back. Bring on the train, call train, let's go. Martin, call everybody's hands. Don't go, just chicken in the bed, my door. Later on, ladies, and also later on, Jim, Jim, don't go. Hands up, pull the turtle, left, swing your tone, swing away, sir. Swing, ball, and swing, fall, swing, little girl from Arkansas. Ladies on the inside, gents on the out, all hands up and dance about. Ladies to the left and gents to the right, dance like dance every Saturday night. Turn around, you're going wrong, there to meet your party home. On me, you smile, up and back, go hog wild. Swing, ball, and swing, fall, everybody dance. Don't go to the chicken in the bed, don't take my door. Ladies, plug, and tall souls. Oh, go to the door, on you go.
Neighbors, as you all know, tomorrow is Mother's Day, and I'd like to sing tonight for the inspirational song, a special one of my favorites for my mother and everybody else's mother.
M is for the million things she gave me. O means only that she's growing old. T is for the tears she shed to save me. H is for her heart of purest gold. For her eyes of love light shine. R means right, and right she'll always be. Put them all together, they spell mother, the word that means the world to me.
Thank you so much, friends. Thank you. Well, it's picking time now. We've got just a fella that can do it for us. One of the greatest, our good friend Chet Atkins with Jesse. Thank you. I told you he's the greatest, isn't he? Well, we've had everything around here. Chester Atkins, we've had singing, picking, and let me see. Oh, we've had everything but the girl who's always got her mind on a trip. A trip to the altar, that is. Let's make her welcome, Cousin Minnie Pearl.
Howdy! I'm just so proud to be here. Well, sir, I declare we are all going to have a big time at Grinder Switch tomorrow. It's Mother's Day, and we are all going to go down there and have a picnic with Mammy and have more fun. And I always remember last Mother's Day what happened over at the Whitaker Stobbs. And they've got about 15 young'uns there, and they're celebrating their 50th anniversary at the same time they're celebrating Mother's Day. That is nice, Mom. Well, I tell you, they're all sitting there, and Whitaker and his old lady are sitting there, and there's about 50,000, look like. Young'uns, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, it looked like all-day dinner and singing on the ground. Well, sir, just about the time they all got to yelling around at their table trying to get something to eat, old man Whitaker looked around to his old lady. He said, Lordy mercy, Mirandy, when I got married to you under that grape arbor 50 years ago, I never aimed to start all of this. Well, says, oh, we have an awful lot of spring weather down that Grinder Switch and mighty pretty flowers and everything. Makes me just think about the thoughts that young girls always think about this time, only I think about them all the time. And I took Lizzie Tinkham over to the house with me the other day, and we looked out the window, and brother was just turning around and turning flips and just carrying on. Lizzie says, well, my goodness, your brother sure has got a lot of pep during this fine weather. Mammy said, that stupid brother ain't got no pep. He sat down in a nest of yellow jackets. He don't know the difference, but it always gets him in the end. Well, anyway, it's good fishing weather down there at Grinder Switch. Uncle Nabob, he loves to slip off and go fishing. The other day, a fella come by the house and asked Aunt Ambrosie, where's Nabob? She said, just follow that path down to the creek, and you'll find down there, just go down there until you come to a fishing pole with a worm on each end. You know, she's bad about that. She gets mad about him, you know. In fact, she never has got along real well with Uncle Nabob. She's threatened to leave him several times. I've heard her when she said it. She says, I'm going back to my mammy. Uncle Nabob said, promises, promises. All I ever get's promises. But we have a good time down there, you know, and Lem Perkins and his wife have moved into a new home, and oh, it's nice. We went over there last night, all of us, to see, you know, how the new furniture's fixed and everything. They got a nice house. I was telling, oh, there's several folks over there. I told brother, I said, oh, my goodness, ain't this pretty furniture? Look at that dining room table. And where did Miss Perkins get that great big chest? And brother says, I don't know, but you know her mammy's built the same way. I don't know about him. Well, sir, I'd like to stay and talk to you all a long time, but I've got to go. They've got some perfume down here at the drugstore, and you can put a little bit under one ear, and a fella will grab you and hug you. Put a little on the other ear, and a fella will grab you and kiss you. I'm going and get me a bottle of that stuff and just pour the whole bottle on and wait for the stampede. Bye now. See you next week.
Lonzo and Oscar, aren't you boys ever serious about anything?
Why, sure, Ferlin, especially about our smoking tobacco.
And that is,
Why, Prince Albert, of course. That's one thing that we never joke about. Why, Prince Albert is always so fresh, and it's crimp cut.
Yeah, and it gives a smoking man a cool, tasty, comfortable smoke every time.
Right, but I like PA because it tastes so good. And you know that Prince Albert folks have a good special process that locks in all the natural flavor of that fine tobacco.
They sure have, and here's something else, too. Prince Albert just can't be beat for a making cigarette. In an OCB paper, it rolls so easy, smokes tasty and mild. So pipe smoker or making man, treat yourself to some real smoking pleasure and enjoyment. Get Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test. The true Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow PA.
Well, friends, it's guest time once more, so let's see how much noise we can make for Lonzo and Oscar and get them back out here to sing their new record on Star Day, I Gotta Find Julie.
Oh, giddy up, Julie, we gotta find Julie. Prove that my loving her ain't all in vain. For she told my grandma that last week her grandpa says it might be alright if she felt the same. Now Oscar works for me just outside of town. Best doggone sharecropper that I've ever found. But he lost his Julie and he loves her truly. So I'll help him find her, then he'll settle down. Now I've got the bacon, the corn, and the taters. I've got them wrapped tightly, so now we'll be off. The trail is a long one, and I'd be a gone one, so if I don't find her, I'll surely be lost. So, giddy up, Julie, we gotta find Julie, to prove that my loving her ain't all in vain. For she told my grandma that last week her grandpa says it might be all right if she felt the same.
Whoa, Jarhead. Lonzo, you get off here and go tell Aunt Betty to have dinner ready when you see my Julie and me riding in. Then after the blessing, we'll start with the dressing. Invite all the neighbors and all of our kin.
So, giddy up, Julie, we gotta find Julie. Prove that my loving her ain't all in vain. For she told my grandma that last week her grandpa says it might be alright if she felt the same. Says it might be alright if she felt the same. Says it might be alright if she felt the same.
Thank you so much. Gotta find Julie. That's Lonzo and Oscar and their new record out on Stardate. Been wonderful having you with us tonight, fellas. And now it's time that we heard from another one of our great performers here at the Grand Ole Opry, an RCA Victor recording artist, Miss Dale Wood. Lead drummer from her new album, Rags to Riches, one called New Red Wing. So much, Dale Wood. That was real great.
It certainly was, Sperling, but now time is getting mighty short. Would you like to tell us a little about your future plans?
Well, Grant, as soon as I finish the show tonight, I leave for Sioux City, Iowa, and I'll be up through Iowa and Kansas and my home state of Missouri for the next 8 or 10 days.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah.
Then I come home and pay my bills after what I make, and then I go to Lake Tahoe for a couple of weeks, and then up into Las Vegas for a month.
Ferlin, I don't like to correct you on the air, but it's Las Vegas.
That's what I say, Lost Vegas. That's that's the way it'll be there when I play there. It's
well,
lost.
Wouldn't you like to sing for us now?
Well, that's one of my main reasons for being here.
Well, how about singing my reason for living?
That's a good cue if I've ever heard one, as Mr. Foley says.
Well, it's a wonder of wonders like the magic spring. Now I met you, I loved you, it changes everything. But the greatest of wonders just to think it could be. My reason for living is because you love me. Since I know that you need me and your love I can feel, my life has meaning and my faith is surreal. Love has answered life's question for it, last I can see. My reason for living is because you love me. In your love there's a rightness that no words can explain, like believing in heaven or that sun follows rain. I see goodness and beauty that I never did see. My reason for living is because you love me. Since I know that you need me and your love I can feel, my life has a meaning and my faith is surreal. Love has answered life's question for it, last I can see. My reason for living is because you love me. My reason for living is because you love me.
Well, time is running mighty short, neighbors, but I just want to tell you how nice it was having you here with us tonight at the Grand Ole Opry. Wish all your mothers a wonderful Mother's Day. Be listening next week when Ray Price will be heading the show, and we'll have our special guest star, Jimmy Driftwood. Till then, this is Ferlin Husky saying thank you so much for being with us, and we'll see you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
Smoking more now, but enjoying it less. Have a real cigarette, have a Camel. Are you missing the smoke the nation likes best? Have a real cigarette, have a Camel. Are you looking for flavor and mildness? Have a real cigarette, have a Camel. The best tobacco makes the very best smoke. Have a real cigarette, a real cigarette, a real cigarette, have a Camel.
If you're smoking more today but enjoying it less, try Camels. More people smoke Camels than any other cigarette, any filter, any king, any regular. The Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled for rich flavor and easygoing mildness. The best tobacco makes the best smoke.
Have a real cigarette, a real cigarette, a real cigarette, have a Camel.
This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.